The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Health check on Jeff Parlay. Jeff, you clear. You're good now, right? All good with
you? I think so. We'll see. Who knows?
People are concerned.
People are also giving bad medical advice. So
can we highlight what we got for your Jeff, for those who missed it yesterday? Jeff had kidney stones this past week. And some of the advice given was drink a lot of beer and put vodka in other beverages.
It was bad advice. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
So intentional or unintentionally?
I think unintentional.
I'll go unintentional.
I don't think people were trying to do anything harmful to you. We have tomorrow on the show, Paul Carr, Premier League picks. Don't sleep on that. Premier League season. We had his full season plays earlier this week, but we get into the nitty gritty of week one games tomorrow with Paul Carr, among some of our other guests tomorrow. Vinny makes his triumphant return to the show as well. The Hall of Famer, Vinny Maliulo. But first, it is Thursday, and it is hour number two, and you know what that means. Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. From some location on the East Coast, I'm going to say New Jersey. That's my guess. It's Bill Krakenberger. How you doing, Crack?
No, I am in fabulous Delmar, actually.
Oh yeah. Man.
You ever see me with a jacket on? I mean, I never wear a jacket. I mean, that's so, what's required for the clubhouse, so I do have my jacket on early.
Were you in Saratoga on the East Coast, too, or are you just doing Del Mar this year?
I didn't make it this year to Saratoga, but the season's still going, so you never know. I mean, I'm very spontaneous.
So Del Mar, now I have never been to Del Mar for the opening of the horse racing season, but I am told by everybody who goes, and everybody sort of says it the same way, they're like, oh, Gil, you got to go, man. It is so amazing. What are they referring to, Bill, that makes it so amazing? Would you like to share?
You know what? I'm not under that spell. There's a lot of blank measuring. I don't know if I could say that word on the show, so I'll just say a lot of blank measuring. Everyone muckety mucks, and trust me, I'll be in the clubhouse one day. I'm going there today because I'm going to meet people. I had to find a jacket, which I don't wear a jacket. I don't own a tie. I don't own a dress shirt. I found this jacket I haven't worn in years, and I kind of feel like Fatty Arbuckle or what's his name? Oliver Hardy. Oliver Hardy, Laurel and Hardy. It doesn't really fit too well. It's dark black, and I'm sure I won't be standing out like the other guys in their shiny colors and shiny shoes. Everyone tries to show off. A lot of people are trying to be someone they're not, to be real blunt. But I am here for business. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
I have some friends here. I'm meeting people here. I'll be in the clubhouse today. But
let me ask you.
Probably go once over the next 3 days. I'm really not going to go all 4 days. Okay.
Okay. So I was part of my vacation. I was in California. I was in San Francisco. I was in L.A. The part in L.A. So this just in, just spectacular weather, right? Southern California, you can't beat it. Obviously, the further south you go, where you are, it's even more glorious. But you think to yourself while you're out there, boy, this would be awesome if sports betting existed here. And so I just want to ask you if that's rattling around your brain at all, because obviously the biggest state still to come, California, Florida, Texas. California is fascinating, and I don't want to misquote Captain Jack. He's the commissioner of sports betting. He knows this stuff far better than I do. But one of the interesting things about California is they have two different bills going right now with sports betting, one of which is to make it so that only the big hitters can be licensed operators in the state of California. In other words, one of the clauses in there is you got to be in 10 states. So already that one bill is maneuvering it so that only the MGMs and the DraftKings of the world can do it. What Jack, and I hope I'm interpreting this correctly, what was interesting about what he said is he thinks that there will be, if it looks like it's a go on that, if that passes, by the way, there's two, so there's two competing bills, so it's not quite that clean, but it could lead to a feeding frenzy of offshores, where some offshores try to eat up some smaller casinos that exist around the country so they can meet the 10 state minimums, this whole thing. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is, do you start thinking about that in California, and how imminent do you think it is in the state of California, sports betting?
I think Well, first of all, I think it's a lot bigger than people think, too. People think California, they're a little bit more conservative. You know, they're not. Well, I shouldn't say that. They don't gamble as much. For some reason, people think that sports betting in California don't really gel. Maybe they're gamblers. They'll play some poker. We go to a casino. Come to Vegas. Vegas is a big trip. Palm Springs has casinos. Now they go to Palm Springs. Sports betting is going to be massive.
Yes.
This will only because of the size of the state, it'll overtake New York, I'm sure.
38 million people in California. Just think about that.
Yeah, I'm saying I know it will, but there is a giant, Gil, you probably know this. There is a giant influence in San Fran area.
Yes.
There's a big Asian market there with tons of underground bookies and sports books. My God. Everywhere there. Here, but L.A., my God, I cannot believe all the bookmakers and all the action there is on sports right now in California. When this becomes legal, this will be giant, and I think it will become, you know, legal here.
So
the whole country, basically, here, sooner or later,
now,
for sure.
Here's the very Las Vegas-centric question, because in all of our, any like yourself, who've lived here for many, many years, anybody who has lived here in Las Vegas or is around betting people, remember that the stalwarts, the longtime residents and the longtime people in this industry, one of their rallying cries is always, Vegas never gets harmed, right? Sports betting got legalized in 2018 with PASPA being struck down as unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. It didn't matter that sports betting blossomed in New Jersey and elsewhere on the East Coast. The rising tides lift all boats. Vegas was unharmed. Vegas's handle keeps rising. Do you finally believe, though, that if sports betting gets legalized in California, that will finally be the shot across the bow to Nevada in terms of, you know, macro sports betting handle?
If you would have asked me this at the beginning before PASPA was reversed, I have to tell you, I would have said, I think I did say it's going to affect Las Vegas. I was wrong. It actually, the opposite happened. And I think the same thing will happen with California. I do not think it'll affect Las Vegas. And I don't think it'll affect Nevada's handle. I think it'll still continue to rise. You're presenting a whole new thing to a new generation of people also, not just the guys that are playing with the local bookmakers. It's all the kids that grew up, like I said before, on the, you know, the LeBrons and their Durants and rooting for these. Oh, now they can bet on this. Wow, I can bet on this now. I got to get an account there. I got to get an account at DraftKings, at MGM, and whoever the chosen ones will be. I think it actually will raise the bar also.
You do. So the regional proximity of California, right?
The sure, fact that they'll make Vegas a bigger trip when they come out with their buddies. Now they're in the sports betting game. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that'll be a big thing.
Are you what about the fact that promos largely are drying up nationwide? What do you make of that?
Yeah, I notice a little bit different, but I think now for the, you know, once we get the preseason rolling along, I think they'll be dangling some carrots here. But I think as time goes on, the customer acquisition costs are raising, and they're just probably looking at it a little differently. And I think the big promos are definitely drying up. I know last two seasons I was offered some ridiculous five-figure real cash, not bets, promos from some of the big companies. And, they didn't like it in the end, I can tell you that.
Do you bet preseason football, Bill?
Oh, of course, yes.
Do you have bets on tonight's game?
No, I actually took a little bit of a lead. Fezzik texted me the other day on under 33 about a week ago on tonight's game. And this is before the weather even came out. So, you know, Steve's very sharp at that kind of stuff. So I have a small bet on tonight's game. No real, I won't be watching it at all, I'll put it that way. I'll be out to dinner somewhere probably here.
By the way, brief aside, before we get back to preseason football, Fezzik now, according to latest reports, in the bet, are you familiar with the bet with Todd Wishnev and the weight loss? Todd Wishnev,
yes,
down to 236.8 and Fezzik right around 20 something. I'm not sure exactly, but he's in the 20 range, just above 200 pounds. So we're tracking that. We hope to get the both of them in on a numbers game. Well, that bet. By the way, they're both losing weight. Todd, especially, they're losing weight too quickly. They have a year to do this till next May. They are racing to 185.
So is it the actual weight that they get down to, or is it the percentage weight from where they were?
They have to get down to 185, and then they have to, in Steve's case, he has to maintain that weight, no matter how quickly he gets to it, all the way to May 12th or whatever it is of 2023. And so it's one thing to get there. It's a whole nother thing to maintain it. So Todd could still win on the maintenance part of that. But again, Todd started 60 pounds lower. He's like a professional weight gainer and loser. So it'll be interesting. And it's 9,000 to Todd if Todd wins. It's 3,000 to Fezzik if Fezzik wins. So anyway, it's an interesting little bet. Side note on that.
Hey, Fez just texted me, 201.
201. There it
201.
Is.
201. Yeah, 201 Fezzik. So good for him. That's good for those guys.
Yeah.
But you asked about preseason. I'll tell you.
Yes.
Since I started my service, which I never talk about, we're getting 32-11. It's ridiculous on preseason. So yes, we absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about this after the break.
Without a doubt.
Let's talk about this after the break, because I want to get to
why you feel
that you've been so successful betting NFL preseason. I do not bet it. I respect anybody who can consistently have an edge on anything. So I'd love to hear, even with the influx of more information that's available to us, if you feel like you can still beat this moving forward as well. Preseason football with Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. And the name of his podcast, Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger and John Orlando. Coming back, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The College Football Guide is out now. Start your football season on the right foot with expert profiles of all 131 teams, including team trends, power ratings, and over-under recommendations, plus our best season win total bets, Heisman hopefuls, and playoff predictions. The only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is to become a VSiN all-access subscriber. Sign up early, and for a discounted $175, you'll receive the college and pro football betting guides along with full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month to see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe for all your options and become part of the Sports Betting Network. Great job by Humans and Company on the College Football Sports Betting Guide. And, of course, Pro Football to follow at some point. You have an ETA on the Pro Football Guide, Jeff? Or,
I have no idea. Okay. It's coming later this month. That's what I can tell you, Gil.
Okay. All right.
By the way, big excitement for you. The Wisconsin State Fair just opened.
Oh, really?
Our guy Ben Wilson's got to be first in line, right?
Ben's doing play-by-play for it. Ben's doing play-by-play. By the way, this is we get tweets at Beating the Book. James Spivey objecting to Aaron Schatz suggesting that Urban Meyer might have been the worst coach of all time. He says Dave Shula was the worst head coach of all time. James, I'm going to say Steve Spurrier was the worst pro football head coach of all time. Let's see here. This is from B Venom Boy. He says coffee enema will do wonders for Jeff. It's all kinds of medical advice for you.
Boy, enough with the medical advice, guys.
Oh man. Let's see here. Okay. Brian Young says he's looking forward to this segment about preseason football and numbers game with Crack. So let's get to it. Bill Krakenberger is here at Bill Crackman with the K. Again, the podcast Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger, wherever podcasts are distributed. So you do bet preseason. You have had great success betting preseason football. Why do you think?
And Gil, I was surprised before the break. You said you don't bet it.
I don't.
I'll tell you why.
I'm gonna text you
personally some plays here for the first couple of weeks, and you can bet them if you want. If you don't want to, but put it this way: when you're done betting them, you can middle them if you want. I wouldn't say middle them, but they will move. So I'm gonna give you some preseason stuff, though. That's between me and you.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the reason why?
The reason that I don't do it. Okay. So for instance, I bet tennis. Right. I originate tennis. I do it all by numbers. I can quantify it. I bet stuff like the NFL draft, right? So let's move more towards, you know, other things that I will bet. I will bet any edge, right? Tankapalooza kind of thing. I will bet baseball based on numbers. I will bet different angles on different things. I will bet NFL drafts, right? Because it's information. Let's get to the information side of things, more applicable. I will bet the NFL draft, and I've had wild success on the NFL draft because it's an information situation, right? It's an information battle. This preseason football is really more about information, isn't it? Pardon me, more than anything else, right? It's about knowing what teams are going to play what players for the length of time they're going to play them, what the coach is trying to accomplish, all that. Maybe it's because I have just sort of made a calculus in my head of, I don't think I have the proper amount of time to spend on that in preseason football, having done two shows here for 2 years. Now I don't do that anymore, so maybe my thinking will change. But it's just not something that I want to get into, because in the times that I have gotten duped by that information also, right? It doesn't always work out like they say it will. That's the real answer.
Absolutely. That's very true, too. You don't know the coach's motivation. That's just very important. The depth charts of the offense guys, the quarterback depth charts especially, they're all very important things. And you're right. It's a lot of work. It's tedious. You have to follow the beat reporters. They seem like they get the most information out of the teams and out of the camps. So,
but I guess what I'm saying is, even if you have the information, right? This is what I'm saying. A football game is long enough where even if you have that information to start, a game is long enough where oftentimes it just still doesn't manifest, right? So I'd rather not get involved in something where, like, a draft is a draft. That information kind of sticks. In any football game, even if you have that information, I just don't know if I'm beating it all the time. But you have. So clearly it's worked out for you. I respect it.
Yeah. Now, I don't do that work myself because it is very tedious, but I'm the better. I get that information firsthand. And you can guarantee. I was just discussing something with my guys too, Gil. Yeah. This is a very dangerous time to bet too. Here's what I mean. It's dangerous for you to keep accounts. And this is not only the far off places and the per head spots, even the bigger books of the world, the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the MGM, all of them. It's a dangerous time because when you're going to bet something, you can guarantee if you're following someone like me or there's a couple, there's only like think three or four that really move the lines like that. You're going to get line movement here. That's 3, 4, 5 points. Now, normally, of course, I get a lot of line movement. If I'm betting a college basketball game, I'll get a point and a half college basketball line movement, which is just there for the day. It's in the bookmaker's face for the day. You're betting something now, it's in the bookmaker's face for a week. So every day they log into their master chart, or the guys at the big books look at their charts of who has what and what who has where. And you have a whole week to look at it. It's in their face every day. So, oh, this guy beat me on the line. Look at this 5-point move. I'm so pissed off. And then you add another one the next day, and maybe another one the next day, and you beat him on a WNBA game the next day. It's an easy time to get thrown out of sports books. So I know it sounds like something people don't think about a lot.
This is a great public service announcement. We tried to give one earlier about how we thought, I believe that alternate season win totals in the NFL is still the best sort of markets to bet preseason in the National Football League, because I don't think it's priced properly. But this, what you're saying, and this cannot be stressed enough, Jay Rood, the former vice president of race and sports at MGM, who now works elsewhere, he used to say to me and Matt Brown when we used to do a show with him, Jay was a great friend and is a great friend. Jay used to say, Gil, throw in some really dumb bets. And what that really means, it sort of dovetails nicely with what you're saying, is, in other words, if you use something like NFL preseason to show that you are sharp or that you are really paying attention or that you can beat it, it's just another bit of information for them to realize, oh, we should probably keep an eye on you. That's kind of the deal. So you don't want to, in other words, it's one thing to win at preseason. It's another thing if it sort of damages you long term, if that makes sense.
Yes, and Gil, even you just reminded me of something. This is all great public service announcements, matter of fact. During the season, like early in the season, especially college football, I'll have some moves. I'll be betting, games on Thursday for Saturday, or even maybe Tuesday or Wednesday for Sunday's totals or whatever it may be. Now you're betting prop bets, so you should definitely throw something in the mix on Sunday football, NFL, sides.
Yes.
Very important, guys. You want to mask what you're doing, and if someone looks at it, they say, well, he's betting five sides or four sides in the NFL. No one beats the NFL. Even if you're just middling, which you're probably going to do, listen, I don't care. Lay four, take 4.5. I know it's a negative EV, but it's not negative EV to keep a long-term relationship with your bookmaker. So
I hope people got that. Or throw in a parlay. Just do something that will make them say to themselves, we don't have to worry about this. Don't flag that account sort of thing. Back to the preseason, though, Matter. Just so I want to get this point across. So you are surrounded, for those who are unfamiliar with you, Bill's not the one who's actually, you know, in there checking out beat reporters. But what you're saying, the people that you surround yourself with, that's their primary source of information. Beat reporters on Twitter. You can, like, over time, curate your follows in a way where you are just getting the most reliable beat reporters for every NFL team. In many ways, it's the sport where this works the most effectively for betting, right? And especially in preseason. So, again, as long as the context is, don't get too crazy about it. If you're successful, don't get real super greedy about it so that it damages you long term. That's the way to do it. That's the primary way. Beat reporters on Twitter. Is that what they're doing?
It really is. You don't want to give out too much spices in the sauce here, but that is a very good way of just keeping your eye, especially even day of game. People think that it's just, you know, 5 days before or 7 days before, like now. Day of game, it's not a bad idea just to check up what's going on. But you said something earlier again, Gil. I picked off a little nugget from you. You're right. Sometimes one of these coaches or something, Belichick, may throw something out there just for the public. And, you know, you really don't – it doesn't play true on the field. So you have to know who has motivation and who doesn't. And you said it right. Sometimes they'll trick you.
Sometimes they'll trick you. And sometimes it's not even that they trick you. Sometimes it's just like, okay – we're only going to play our starters for this, then we're going to do this. But things change in the middle of a game, too, where they're like, actually, you know what? I got to see more of this guy. So I guess what I'm saying is the reason that I don't go to preseason a lot, we don't usually acknowledge this was betting, but betting, again, how many times have we said this? A reflection of the human condition. If you end up losing bets on a preseason game because of those types of things, at least me, the way my brain works afterwards, it's a lot of self-loathing for me, where I'm just like, I can't believe I bet on that nonsense, right?
Right.
Why am I doing that when there's this? So I allocate my dollars according to it. A lot of it for me is the motivation of not hating myself, if that makes sense as well.
You know? Yeah, and you know, you don't want to bet after the fact, too. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Very important not to lay 2.5 tonight when people were laying pick 'em. Oh, my God.
A good point as well that applies universally. Coming back, Bill Krakenberger on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from the South Pole Hotel Casino, tip of the strip. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted, from Del Mar, where he's hanging out with his words, the muckety mucks today. Bill Krakenberger wearing a jacket, for goodness sake. The muckety mucks.
Gil, I got to tell you, I'm upset at Circa.
Okay, let's hear it.
How can you not? I want to bet preseason next week. Got no lines up, guys. I know you guys are the best. You take big money. I love Derek to death. Get a little gamble to you, boys. Get a little preseason. I'm looking to do some stealing. So, I don't know. I just felt like I get that out.
They had other stuff. They were dealing with other stuff. Yeah. By the way, we were on vacation, and they had a the water came in. There was a flood there in the sportsbook floor.
Oh, so yeah.
I hope everything was cleaned up. Lickety split there for him.
That's probably the reason why the preseason is not up. You're right. Yep, that's it.
That's got to be the reason.
I
was trying to be nice. Yeah, it's got to be the reason.
No, we love them, guys. I mean, I know they can take it, but I mean, I got to give credit to the Westgate. They have lines up. And you know what? Once you, if you bet this stuff, my God, you know, one of my guys just asked me something. I'm going to read you this text that I just got. It's amazing. Why is the market so small? Almost no sites have it up. Okay, referring to like tonight's first half on tonight's game.
Yeah.
I know it's a preseason. I know it's the first game. Look, I want to already first half stuff. Just nobody has it up. Will they have it up closer to game time? I don't know. The games themselves, tonight's game, is up in only certain places for certain limits. I think, honestly, I think they're more scared than they should be. Let them come in and let them lay the 11 to 10. You know, you're actually preventing the square market. Sometimes you put the, what's that, the horse in front of the carriage. I mean, the carriage in front of the horse. You're actually preventing some square money from coming in too. I don't know if that you take big enough bets from sharps to say, oh, I can't take big enough. You know, I can't take bets. Just, you know, give it a limit and put it up there. And, you know, the little guys that are betting 25, 50, 100 bucks, I think that volume will overcome the guys that are moving the lines around. At least I think it is. I don't know if that's kind of,
well, that,
you know,
is,
I don't
that
know
is
if that's the kind of thing. But
No. I think there's a great point in there, which is that's the, you know, over the last year, over the last bit of history, that's been the biggest sort of conflict with books. And again, I wish I lived in a state where there was many more options, right? But one of the things that we see here, and I do believe this is sort of from a book to book perspective, and you could actually cross state lines with this. There are the books that, you know, that cater to sharper bettors and that are lauded, right? That are canonized, that are praised universally by sharp bettors because they will take bets on certain things. But we always have to be aware of the fact that we are such a, like, that group of people is such a small, small percentage, right? And so those very books will oftentimes take little shots, whether proactively or sometimes subtly and without sort of naming names, at other books that will take low limit bets. But the difference is that some of these other books that take low-limit bets and get slammed by the quote-unquote sharper books, at least they're offering those bets. And so I think that gets, you know, no one asked me for my advice, but if they ever did, I would say to them, I would be like, you know what, maybe you should stop chirping about that. Because the average bettor really just wants an opportunity to bet on certain things. And so your stance of, well, you know, we're just not going to put this up at all, and you shouldn't be so impressed by them putting up because their limits are low. Most people just want to bet on something, and it doesn't matter to them as much how much they're betting on it. And I think that's the
very good.
I don't know if I articulated that correctly, but that's the it's the biggest sort of conflict you see on a daily basis between sportsbooks. And I just think that it's not a zero sum. Like there's an audience for all of those business models, for each of those business models. And I don't think one should feel superior to the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely correct. That's a very good stance on it. And, you know, I do understand, though, I really do, that there's not a lot of betting going on for a game that's a week from now. People don't want to tie money up that are regular guys betting 25 and 50 bucks. But they may see something on Twitter or see something they see somewhere on a newspaper, and they may want to bet 50 bucks on something now, or, you know, so I would let them bet. So some places that you can't let them bet, they're too scared is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. Let's go in tonight's game. Tonight's game, it doesn't mean because the first preseason game's on TV, I know everyone's drooling. It doesn't mean you have to bet the game, guys. I can guarantee you, though, that many people, and Jeff's laughing, will have a little something on tonight's game. I understand. I do. But just don't go overboard, guys. And like I said, and once things move, oh, my God, someone else just reminded me, God, you could bet something like pick minus 110 and it goes to pick minus 30. It's amazing how they overmove this stuff. So I would even look closer to game time. Even against the syndicates that bet something plus three, I'll use the Green Bay Packers game. Was it Green Bay or Atlanta? It might have been both. Our Atlanta Falcons game 2 days ago moved. I was in Philadelphia at the time, and it moved to plus. It was plus three, and it moved to minus two. It's 5-point move happened 2 days ago when I was back in Philadelphia. And I know because I actually bet it with DraftKings. That may, when it goes to minus two, I can't see anything except for taking the plus two.
Okay.
I really can't. There's no bet to make. Like someone asked me today, hey, the Raiders, you see they moved from pick'em to 2.5. It's probably because it's not three. Do you think we should bet the 2.5? This is a real question asked this morning, swear. And I said, no, especially preseason football. This person didn't realize that the three, while it's still a major number, God, I hope I don't get in too much trouble saying this. The three is a major number in preseason. The two, and especially the one, One is the major number. Teams are down 17-10 late in the fourth. Go for that tie and touchdown. 17-16. You can guarantee they're not going to play for a tie. They're
That's
going
right.
for two.
That's right. So, and just getting back to the point you were making right there, where it's like, because you led into the break with saying this, why you shouldn't take that number. This is sort of a universal point you want to make about football in general and about any sport in general. And what you correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're trying to say is that if you behave that way over a long period of time, you are guaranteed, you're getting the worst of it. You're guaranteed to be a losing proposition at that point.
You have no chance. You have no chance to win. I know people like to chase steam. You have no chance to win laying, 2.5 on a game that the wise guy sharps and even some of the squares bet pick them or even minus one. In this situation, this preseason situation. So, no, it's not something I would ever recommend anyone doing. Yeah. Listen, if you want to sit by a screen, glued to a screen, and look at the indicators in the market, you could probably get ahead yourself by looking to see which sports books move and knowing the same kind of consistency over time. It just takes a little bit of work. I know one thing. I did all my own work. Back in the 90s, early 2000s, I did my own work. That's one of the ways I won. It was called, market capping. Just watching the indicators in the market. Watching, back then it was Jazz Sportsbook and Rio Sportsbook. And not Rio Las Vegas, by the way. Rio and Jazz in Costa Rica. You would watch them move and bang, the whole screen would move 30 seconds later. But you were ahead of it because you have Don Best or whatever it may be. Speaking of which, can't wait to see Spanky's odds.
Yes.
I think it's called Spank Odds. Can't wait to see it. I'm a big fan. I'm going to text him today, actually. I got to get involved in this because Don Best is just the product that it is. I pay for four screens. I'm giving Don Best almost $2,000 a month. So I really have to take advantage and see if I'm hoping, I'm praying. I know there's going to be bugs and stuff, but I can't wait till the Spank Odds come out in case anyone doesn't know about that. And I'm looking forward for some competition for Don Best.
Yes, I think we all are. Let me go back to, again, the point, because I want to say this in a way that resonates with some newer bettors that are out there who may not understand every word that you are saying or that I'm saying. Another way to say what you were saying about, not taking the fact that taking the worst of it over and over and over again is a mathematical certainty that you're going to be a long-term loser. The opposite remains true as well, that if you get the best of it long-term, you are just going to be that further ahead of the curve. The other way to sort of articulate that is, if you're just constantly getting the best of it, you don't even have to be that sharp of a bettor, if that makes sense. So let's just take a tennis match, a soccer match, whatever it is. If there's three prices out there, and let's just use a individual sport like tennis, and it's plus 140 on this player, and it's plus 140 on this player, and then let's say another book has it at plus 170, right? You betting that plus 170, and I won't get into sort of, the math of it, but just intuitively, you ought to know that you don't even have to be that good at what you're doing. That if you just constantly bet that number brainlessly, you will be that much further, advance than 90% of what's people trying to do it another way. Is that fair?
Correct. You don't have to even know the factors behind why you're betting it. Absolutely.
That's right. That's all I'm trying to say. That's for people just landing on the show for the first time. We'll come back, wrapping things up with Bill Krakenberger and a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, are you? Well, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I see here, Jeff, that Carson Wentz threw three interceptions in a Virginia taco holders practice yesterday. That is not encouraging. It is also not surprising, but it is not encouraging. 3-1 practice. Bill Krakenberger is here, ladies and gentlemen, from an undisclosed location. Actually, not undisclosed. It's at Del Mar, for goodness sakes. He's having a time of his life down there. We talked about the Wisecracks podcast. I mentioned that a couple times. That is what you do with John Orlando. Your latest guest is one of our friends.
Yes. Oh, wow. He was great. No, he was fantastic yesterday. Chris Felica. I just love Chris. He's just such a nice guy.
Yes.
He's a guy that comes from my kind of background, my kind of area, you know, but that the area doesn't mean that, just that the same upbringing and values and his transparency, his honesty. And that's just the same way I am with my service and stuff. He was so good yesterday. I recommend anyone, if you're just going to watch that little clip that he's on for 30 minutes, it would be great. Wisecracks, it was great yesterday. Chris was fantastic. And he was very open and honest about even he's been betting Saratoga trifectas, and he was upset that he hit a trifecta and it didn't pay what he thought it should pay based on the odds of the three horses. And he said, you know, it's this takeout. It's 25% hold. I've been lowering down my bets on them because, you know, the straight bets, I think, are 14% on the win bets. I believe that's what New York is. But again, this compared to sports betting, just think about this. If you're just an average Joe betting and not, don't have an edge, it's a 4.5% edge for you to bet something minus 110, a football game. Whereas, you know, you're talking about these type of bets, horse bets, 25%. What that people understand is now when they put $100 into the pool, the racetrack only returns $75. That's the pool that's going to be split amongst the winners. So it's just a tough. I know it's fun to do. Listen, I'm here myself today. But if I bet more than $100 today, it'll be a lot. Maybe $200 just to have some fun.
Since you bring up the horse racing thing, I mean, do you think the horse racing community, whatever that means, right, the people who are powerful in horse racing, do you think they realize that they're way out of this mess? And by mess, I mean everyone's dying who loves your sport, right? Younger generations do not really care about horse racing. Do you think that they realize, and maybe you disagree with me, but I would think that going to fixed odds everywhere, right, fixed odds payouts, and getting rid of parimutuel, like I would think that that would resonate with sports bettors, right? And sports bettors, by the way, they keep making more of them. I think sports bettors will be far more attracted to that kind of thing, because let me use my example here at the South Point. Whenever there's the Derby, they have their big ballroom open. The average age is 157 years old. And, you know, Wishnev said to me famously, and for some reason, certain comments land on you. There was some Kentucky Derby we were in. And he goes, oh, how much do we win if this horse wins? And I go, well, we don't know. And he goes, oh, yeah, I forgot about that stuff. But he didn't use the word stuff. But that's representative to me of every sports bettor, right, who would – I know you're itching to make a comment here – who would actually bet this stuff more often if they just understood it in their language, if that makes sense.
Well, you used the word fixed odds. If they had fixed odds, we would be talking about a total different ball game, and Bill Krakenberger would definitely be involved, because fixed odds – definitely will have edges for sharp guys that are in the know in that business. They've done it overseas for a while, and certain shops got their you-know-what handed to them. The fixed odds is a total different ballgame. And as far as do they realize what they're up against and stuff, you know, I think people just go for the handle, having a good time, so they bring us the handle up. People are spending money, and you still have your – horse race, I don't want to say degenerates, for lack of a better word, degenerates. They've been playing for years, and they really always remember that big score they made. It brings them back. That pick three or pick four or even a pick six that they hit, or big exacta or big score they made that one day, it brings them back. But a lot of them, they don't even care that it's 25% house edge. They want instant gratification. Mm-hmm. They want to put their money up. And it used to be 30 minutes. Every 30 minutes, you get a decision. It's, you know, with simulcasting, it could be every minute. So they want instant gratification, get it over with, get my money after the race, put my money in my pocket, go out that night for dinner, come back the next day and do it all over again and give the house, you know, 20% on average. So
I understand what you're saying. Well, I guess what I'm getting at is, like, the first sports book that goes to, you know, okay, we're offering all these horse races fixed odds. It's just going to become any other sport for sports bettors to bet, right? Like, oh, it's a random Saturday. I'm going to, oh, I forgot there's UFC 260 whatever tonight, or right? I'm going to bet this tonight. Oh, my God. You know how sports bettors think. Horse racing would fall right into that category if it just spoke their language. And I think that is such a simple barrier. Like, it's so, that's the way you change the trajectory of your sport long term. By, oh, the 25-year-old is like, oh, I can bet this. I understand how this works now. I just bet this, and right. This is my payback. But as long as you're doing something that's nebulous to them, it's just going to die a slow death.
Yeah, it is. And it probably is dying a slow death. I know that
it is.
Racinos,
for sure it is.
The racinos are supplementing the pools and stuff with the purses.
Let me bring in a 20. Let me bring in a 20 something. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
Jeff Parles.
There you go.
Jeff Parles, ladies
perfect.
And gentlemen. If only I had a 20 something here sitting. Jeff Parlay, would you be more likely to bet a horse race on any given Saturday if you just understood the math? Oh, 9-1. I'm going to win 9-1.
If they didn't do the parimutuel, 100%. Yes.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. It's very
and
simple.
For the big races, they have that, you know. For the Kentucky Derby,
yes.
the bigger races,
but
they do have that.
Right, but you can't sustain
on an everyday basis.
You can't sustain a sport on three races a year, right? So you got to fundamentally change the nature of betting on that sport. It's the only way.
It's interesting. I never really hear this conversation. So you're throwing us on a different mix in the game. Now, for the bigger tracks, I think that would be still great to do, but for those smaller tracks, like, I don't know if they still have it. I got some good information years ago at a place called Louisiana Downs. And I don't know, those smaller tracks, if you put those fixed odds pricing, I could see, speaking of Louisiana, I got a text from someone, I sent it to you, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Somehow we're on TV there in Baton Rouge.
Yes, we are.
So someone just texted me.
Yep.
My buddy Bill Nolan, he's a host at Westgate. But yeah, but anyway, going back to that, like Louisiana Downs, small track. There's some really good information there. Let's be blunt. Something that, oh my God, we're going to talk about this on air. People get nervous. There's a lot of pool manipulation at smaller tracks. Mm-hmm. At least there was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means, guys, is they're making the favorites the longer shots, making the long shots the favorites by betting so much money, and then trying to bet out of the pool. Some places that just book the money and do not put the money in the parimutuel pool. That was a real big thing years ago, 20-some years ago, I was getting calls about dog racing like that, which it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
If you can find spots out of the pool, man, all that stuff can go on. Fun stuff.
Yeah. I laugh not because I'm not sensitive to that we are at a time in our history that no longer favors such an activity, but the shenanigans that went along with dog race betting back in the day, much like it did with Hialeah. I associate dog racing and Hialeah together in the state of Florida for those of us who cut our teeth on such things like Hialeah.
Hey, Gil, before we get off,
Hialeah,
that was Connecticut, Florida. Before we get off air, I know guys like to tease NFL too. The NFL teaser structure is out of control. People are charging too much for teasers. So just to know, these preseason, if you're going to bet teasers, you should be able to bet a 6-point teaser and don't lay more than $1.20. But there's more out. It's really some price gouging going on with teaser pricing. So maybe a little bit more value because of if someone even takes teasers on preseason. But just to know too, guys, I know people love betting teasers through the key numbers and stuff. Just keep in mind now, when I first started this thing, I was betting 6-point even teasers and 7-point minus 115 at multiple shops, not just one or two, multiple. There's 7-point teasers out there for like minus 160. I mean, it's insane.
I'll tell
you this now for your guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say books have incrementally raised teaser prices through the years because they don't like getting beat on stuff. Doesn't make it right, but that's why they increased. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking about teasers in the NFL. We'll talk about some towards the season comes. 3-team teasers, very good value. I'll talk about that next show.
Okay. Bill Krakenberg with a little tease for next time. Thank you, Bill. Enjoy Del Mar.
Great show. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Lombardi Line next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.